It's so hard for families to totally get rid of screens altogether. And I know, especially when you're traveling with toddlers, I'm thinking, whatever y'all need to do to keep the child occupied. So what do you say about how you should go about limiting time? How much is too much? Do you have any guidelines on how and when it should be used?
Well, there was a really interesting Harris poll conducted recently. Jonathan Haidt was who I'd known on the show, who was part of this. And they surveyed kids. And we do not survey kids enough. We survey parents, but not so much the kids. And they asked kids about how they would prefer to spend their time. And they said, in person, but without adults hovering. Online, kids have a ton of freedom. They're not really supervised. Mm. In real life, they are overly supervised. What they found was that more than a quarter of kids were not allowed to play unsupervised, even in their own front yard. And they estimate, experts estimate, that you would need to have a child playing outdoors, unsupervised, for 750,000 years to face the true risk of abduction. And so when you think about it in those terms, almost 1,000,000 years outdoors unsupervised to get abducted, you know, we overestimate some of the risks of in-person, real-life play versus the very real risks of online play.